Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Let's start out in the normal, usual way. Let's all take a deep breath here. Let's just. Take two more. Breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth. A second stretch, maybe put your arm in the sky or reach it out, do a little twist, just something, get a little stretch in. And last thing we're gonna do is we are going to smile, put a smile on that beautiful face. So good morning. Today we are going to be diving into kind of the second part of self-criticism. And I would like to start off by just repeating my answer to the question, what would it be like if I was a compassionate coach? I told myself I would feel a lot better about myself. I would still accomplish goals, but in a more positive and lightweight way. I feel as though I would be more connected with myself and be more authentic. The positive affirmations that I challenged myself to tell myself every day after evaluating my core values tied to self-criticism are: I am safe without criticism. I do not need self-criticism to protect myself. I don't need to be hard on myself to get better. I can approach self-improvement with compassion. Those who mind don't matter, and those that matter don't mind, by Dr. Seuss. I forgive myself was the last one. And then one that I added today, actually, while we were in group, was I do things because I enjoy them, not because of fear of missing out or other people want me to. So with that, let's go ahead and dive into the first question that I had asked today. So I would like you to take just 1 second to reflect on this. So this past week, have I been the person I wanted to be? You can take a second pause here if you need to. Have I been the person I wanted to be this past week? So for me, I said this past week I found myself doing things for myself, yes, but I also found myself in situations that I was happy to be in, but deep down inside it, I kind of knew it wasn't what I wanted to truly be doing. I found myself struggling to say no to things and giving into temptation, just being tempted to do things that I knew wouldn't truly serve what I wanted to do, but I just felt drawn to do them because I either made a prior commitment or I just felt like I would miss out if I didn't. And I was also finding that I would tell myself, like, oh, like I'll start tomorrow, like I'll start when this happens. And I realized I said, I need to start now. So I'm proud of myself from this past week and I learned from it. And that's really all you can do is every week, every day, just learn from the last. The next question that we're asking ourselves today is, how can I be who I want to be today? Take a second, like I said, pause if you need. How can I be who I want to be today? For me, I said I can set boundaries, I can accomplish my to-do list, I can lead with love and kindness, I can be okay doing what I love by myself, and those are mine. A little quote that I thought of after writing those down was, I have the power to be who I want to be today. I can come back to this list when I feel lost. So it's just kind of a little tool that you can look back on and say, oh, like I got this offer, but is this in alignment with who I want to be today? And definitely go based on that because that is going to bring out your most authentic self, which in turn is really just going to make you in alignment and happier in general. So, the next question is, what would you say to a friend if they were in your position? Pause for a second if you need to. My answer, I said, keep going and don't give up. I'm so proud of you. Everything will fall into place. If you know what you want to do, do it. I believe in you and want to see you succeed, and I am here for you. The question I asked myself after this was, did you find that you were easier on yourself after talking to yourself as if you were a friend? take a second and think about that. Did you find it easier that you were easier on yourself talking to a friend? For me, I said I did. I felt more compassionate and loving towards myself. It's easier to believe in others than in myself. I see greatness in everyone around me. I think that it is harder to apply believing to myself because I am attached to myself. And that is something that I would love to dig into deeper the further we get, because I felt like that was a really good realization that it's so easy to have more limiting beliefs because you're so attached to yourself and your experiences. And next question we have, do you believe what you told your friend more than what you tell yourself? I said, yeah, I believed it way more than when I tell myself those things. If I tell myself, oh, like it's okay, everything will fall into place, like it's more easy to believe that as if I were telling another person rather than to believe like everything is actually falling into place. Like I do have faith, like I know that it is, but sometimes it does get hard to believe it. Sometimes it is just a little struggle there, you know. Life is not all sunshine and rainbows. So, yeah, sometimes it can be easier to believe what you tell other people than what you tell yourself because we're so attached to ourselves. So I suggest practicing this technique as if you're approaching yourself as if you were a friend, just to get that detachment from yourself. So that way you can evaluate the situation with more love, more light. The last question is, how can I push myself in a positive way? I said, I tell myself I am capable rather than telling myself something is too hard. Understand that struggle is a part of the journey and I am stronger than I believe. And don't lose sight of the vision. Very important, don't lose sight of the vision. So I did want to keep it short and sweet for you guys. My goal was 5 minutes, but it went to 7. So I hope you all have a great, lovely day. I hope you really get to take the time to yourselves to evaluate these questions and just kind of think about, you know, who you want to be, how you can be the best version of yourself today, and do it because I believe in you. So with love and light from Carson.